I Hunt Wolves, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Last week, six wolves were killed in the Lolo Wilderness of Idaho, and Fish and Game spokesman Roger Phillips told me the primary reason for that was to reduce predation on elk and livestock. In Idaho, wolf hunting's allowed, the tags are cheap, and yet the response by the hunting community has not exactly been overwhelming when it comes to wolves. As a lot of you know, I do a television show on the Outdoor Channel, and it puts me in touch with hundreds of sportsmen from around the country. When sitting around in the lodge with a cold beverage of our choice, I often bring up wolf hunting in Idaho, and the guys I'm talking to just about come out of their seats with enthusiasm. Well, there's another way to look at this if you're not excited about the wolf hunt itself. Think about what you're going to do for livestock. Here's an example. Sheep. Idaho Wildlife Services State Director Todd Grimm and I had a discussion.
How often does this happen where wolves are preying on sheep?
Wolves preying on sheep? Yes. Oh, it's a lot.
So you're saying an attack can result in the death of more than one animal?
Yep. Usually when sheep, it's almost always multiple animals because sheep are herded together so tight, and wolves generally come, not necessarily in packs, but at least in numbers, and then they attack and bite at will.
And not always for food. Wolves are pack animals, and oftentimes attacks are nothing more than training exercises for their cubs. This is David Sparks with Sportsman Spotlight, and hey, if you've got a hunting or a fishing story that you'd like to share with all of us, then get in touch with us at aginfo.net.